You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
From what I understand, Emily's boyfriend, Gentleman Caller, did something that kind of put him in the doghouse. And what he did is not important. That's not relevant to the story. However, his apology is definitely relevant to what we want to talk about.
Yeah, he did a naughty thing Sunday night. And so, real quick, I do have to say, when he came home Sunday night, he knew that he had messed up. Mm-hmm. So the first part of his apology was to hard boil some eggs for me, because that's what I eat for breakfast, and mm-hmm. I forgot to hard boil them during the day. So he came home and he was making hard boiled eggs at like 1 a.m. However, I found out the next day that he was not in a good state at 1 a.m. making hard boiled eggs. He actually spilled about 10 out of the dozen eggs onto the kitchen floor before they were hard boiled. So that was payback number one, cleaning up the eggs. But then I come home from work on Monday, and he knows I'm not silent. I am icy cold. I'm not talking to
him. We've seen that, Emily,
before. I can see that about you.
Oh, man.
No talking.
When you get mad at me and Jeremy, you are the same way.
You went down the hall, you huddled in a corner.
Well, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. So I just shut it, and I make you cry without
me. It's one of the reasons why we try to make you mad as often
all the time. I know. It's working out well.
As much silent treatment as possible. Anyway, on to your story.
So, Gentleman Caller comes home Monday, and he knows I'm very angry. And he comes into the bedroom where I'm trying to take a nap because he cost me so much sleep.
So he wakes you up.
He wakes me up.
Hey.
And I look and I see there in his sweet little hands.
Uh-huh. Puppy?
I wish. It was lilies. He brought me flowers. Lilies are my favorite. And he even put a sweet green ribbon on there because green's my favorite. Favorite color.
And you love ribbons.
I do. I wear them every day in my hair. Jeremy helps me put them in my ponytail. And it was just a lovely gesture. He's only gotten me flowers twice for mess ups over the 5+ years we've been together. Mm-hmm. So he brought me the flowers, and then he told me about the eggs, and I laughed, and I said, I love you. I'm not mad anymore.
All right, enough of the eggs. But let's go back to those flowers for just a second, because I want
this
to...
where my problem is.
They're the flowers.
I want to explore this just a little bit. The whole concept... And can I do a disclaimer right off the bat?
Yeah, do it.
I'm a big fan of giving flowers to a woman. I think but I always think you should do it for like no reason at all. Just the surprise. Hey, I love you. These are for you. Now, having said that, Jeremy, why don't you address the issue of flowers as a thank you?
My thing with the flowers is, yeah, for an I'm sorry, or really anything. I don't like to give the flower because you're essentially giving the lady something that she has to take care of that dies fairly quickly. So you're spending money on something that's going to die, and then you throw it in the trash. Then you're like, what do I do with this vase, this vase? Third, the cat eats them. They throw up all over the house. Fourth, you might have some allergies. I mean, I kind of feel like the flower is just a horrible gift to give.
You feel that way.
I really do.
Yeah, I think the flower is a great gift to give, but not a good I'm sorry, because with the I'm sorry, you do want to do something for them. Uh-huh. You don't want to give them additional work.
Right. Please take care of these now, and they'll die soon, like our relationship.
You guys are saying all this additional work, like a little bouquet of flowers, is like you have to build a house. You put it in water, and you refill it every other day.
You got the little black bugs that are flying around everywhere with the flowers.
It's not about you. It's about the recipient, you selfish flower hater.
And they have fun with this. And then Part B of it is that it's so cliched is why I wouldn't want to do it as an I'm sorry. If I'm sorry, I'm going to do something for a woman that would stand out, be unique, and be a wonderful gift for her. Rather than, the manual says, if I screw up, I got to get you flowers.
Like some sort of interpretive dance or something would be great. Like you dim the lights and you put something on. Be like, babe, this is for you.
You know, if he played some TLC and got busy, I actually would actually
put that baby got back more. Thing where he just played back on there.
You would like
that. Dance, Jeremy, dance.
Honey, this is for you. I'm sorry. Booty popping.
That may piss us off even more. Looking at you.
Like a little thong speedo. Be like, I'm sorry, I dropped the eggs.
Right, and then we have to clean up that mess, you and your speedo.
You'd be all over him. because the yolk's
on you. The yolk's on you.
The yolk's on you. Go girl. Go girl. I screwed up bad. I screwed up bad.
I'm now angry and disgusted.
Isn't this better than flowers?
Pop it.
Pop it.
Pop it.
I'm sorry. I was a jerk. I was a jerk. Let's twerk. Let's twerk. I was a jerk. Have a great day at work.
What do you think?
I hate being outnumbered,
better
you guys. Like, this is ridiculous.
You know, well, you don't have to be, here's the thing. You don't have to be outnumbered because we're going to open up the phones.
Yeah.
And people who want to rush to your defense and say, no, the flower, which I think the flower is a great gift. I just don't think it's a good, sorry
gift.
It's
quick. It's easy. It's, if we it's asked
five,
beautiful.
If we asked five women, I'll bet 3 out of 5 would agree with me and Jeremy.
I bet five out of five would say that you guys should never dance again.
No. They didn't see what was going on here.
Okay, let's do five calls.
This
says
is my
it all.
Hell.
Five calls says it all, but I only want women.
Right.
So let's see if I'm right. Here's Amy. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
What do you think about this?
It's a cop out.
Is it? Yeah.
It's easy, isn't it? It's very easy.
Not to mention, like, the just because flowers are great, and if you give them for I'm sorry, it sullies it.
Right. It's like what Dom said. It's in the handbook. It's in the manual. It's what we've been told to do.
If you're so bitter that you cannot accept a beautiful gift, then I just can't help you. I cannot talk to you. I just can't do it.
Turn away flowers, but I think a heartfelt apology would mean more.
Yeah. He did. Right.
Or maybe
he did
like
do
a
that.
Note, a heartfelt note with that, or in a Hershey's bar.
What about that dancing that Jeremy and I were doing? Do you like that?
That's a definite no. That's
Well, you didn't see our
high
moves.
Five, Amy.
You did not see our epic moves.
Nope, they didn't blind
you. We'll post a video of it and you'll change your mind.
You'll be all over us.
You'll run out to buy $1 bills right away.
Mm.
Hold on. Thanks for being on the show, Amy, okay?
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
That was a pity laugh, just so you know.
No,
she was pity laughing. It was awkward laughing.
Here's Amanda. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
What do you think?
I think, Dom, you're right. I think flowers as a surprise gift is much better than a sorry gift.
Mm-hmm.
Preacher girl.
Mm-hmm. You take as much time as you want, Amanda. That's all you got.
Sorry.
I was weighing it. I mean, I couldn't decide whether which way or... I mean, I never got flowers when I was married. So I was the person who never got any flowers no matter what.
Not even potpourri or a picture of a flower?
Nothing.
Should I send you flowers?
I know. I'll send Gentleman Caller over.
Yeah.
So I would love flowers, but it would, I think as a surprise gift, it would be a lot better than a...
There you go.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you called. You have a great day in the rain, okay?
Too. Thank you, guys. Love you guys.
Love you back.
Kisses.
Who's next? It's Kim. Hello, Kim.
Good morning.
All right, what do you think?
I got to go with Em on this one.
Yeah.
Love you.
Yeah, I've been married for 8 years, and my husband is not a huge flower giver.
Yeah.
And I think it just kind of depends on the situation. I think it depends on the girl. Emily loves it, so he did the right thing by getting her those.
True.
But someone like the last caller who wouldn't appreciate the flowers, maybe she needs something different.
You're not like, oh man, now I gotta water these and take care of them. And the
they're flowers. It's not a child.
The cat's gonna eat them.
Yeah, I have two of those. That's completely different.
Well, that's true. You don't have to take flowers for a walk or anything. So
change their diaper.
Kim, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Next up is Carrie.
So much work.
Here's Carrie. Carrie, what do you think?
Shut up.
I think that anytime you can get a man to apologize in general, whether it's flowers or an I'm sorry, I think that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. We never apologize.
What are you saying? That men never apologize? Are you crazy?
You cray cray.
We spend a third of our
totally
life apologizing.
Crazy, but I totally think men are stubborn and don't like to apologize.
Oh.
Gentleman caller is.
I apologize once a day, whether I need to or not.
Carrie, thanks for being on the show.
You too.
All right, so now it means we're down to 2-2. So in order for me to be right, this last call, which is Corey, is going to have to be on my side. Corey, are you on my side?
No.
No.
Yeah, Corey.
You sure you don't need to think about it a little bit longer? Or?
You got
to
water him, Corey.
Good.
All right, so what's your thought?
I would be happy to get flowers. I never got flowers either. So,
really?
I mean, as long as it's to an apology, which it was, I think it's fine.
You've never received flowers,
ever?
I think he sent me some fake ones once.
Oh, that's the gift that lasts forever.
Yeah, you still got those flowers.
Who sent you fake flowers? Who sent you the fake flowers?
My ex-husband.
Well, who sends you flowers today? Anybody?
No.
Would you like flowers, Corey?
I love flowers. But...
All right, well, listen. Here's
what's your flowers. Favorite flower?
Yeah, you sound sad. So can I put you on hold and we'll get some information and I'll make sure you get flowers?
That would be very sweet.
Okay.
Yeah, we want to cheer you. I'm going to go over there and make love to her, too.
Don't you deliver them with your little dance, either. Don't do that to Corey.
Are you ready, Corey?
Scar her for life. We're going to lose a listener.
It's Corey. It's your birthday.
Listen,
go, Corey.
You hold on. I'm going to get your information, and I'm going to make sure you get flowers, Corey, okay?
You're sweet. Thanks.
And you're going to remember for the rest of your life where they came from, right?
Absolutely. Makes 100.
Okay. Well, Dom. And Dom.
No, it's from all of us at the radio station.
Okay. It's no, from the entire company.
I'll go ahead and sign that card.
Corey, hold on, okay? Will you get Corey's information? I'm going to make sure I want to make sure she gets flowers.
Okay, make sure they're real, too.
Why don't you find out what her favorite flower is?
Hold on a second.
She wanted to send her something she likes.
Corey, do you have a favorite flower?
I do.
What is it?
Lilies.
Me too.
All right, I'm gonna get you some lilies. Sounds hold on, expensive. Okay?
Okay.
Right. She sounds like she needs flowers and a hug.
I told you I'm gonna go make love to her too. I'll be there.
Want more laughs? Follow us online
every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.